In this week's Women in Business feature, we speak to powerhouse Khanyi Dlomo, who is the founder and CEO at Ndalo Media, which recently acquired the magazine Elle. Welcome.
Thank you, Dumi. It's great to be on your show. Thank you for the welcome.
It's an absolute pleasure. Your career journey has been a fruitful one. Talk us through where it all started, from being a media practitioner to an entrepreneur and a scholar in between.
I've always been interested in media. As a young girl, I created my own magazines by cutting pictures out from old magazines, ranging from Tandi magazine to Drum to Fair Lady to Farmers Weekly, whatever was around at home. I cut up and created my own magazines, which I stuck into books or exercise books with blank pages. Little did I know that I was, you know, kind of creating almost my own vision board, so to speak, or vision book of what would happen in my career. Growing up as a young girl, I had been doing ballet and modeling, which my mother got me into, and to, you know, take the tomboy tendencies out of me. And so I, from that, won a cover girl competition, which brought me to Johannesburg for my first magazine cover. I think I was in grade 11 and was very excited to miss school. And it was at that shoot, I think, that I fell in love with the media industry and just the whole process of creating content, what's involved, behind the scenes, all the different things that everyone does. And I think I made the call then that that's what I wanted to do. When I finished school and came to Johannesburg, I just really my career choices I would say revolved around me going for auditions and finally securing a radio spot on Metro FM and as a newsreader, and then eventually a newsreading spot on what was then TV One, which I think is now SABC3, as an 8 o'clock newsreader. I don't necessarily count this as an achievement, because it shouldn't have been the case, but I guess the thing that made me well known was the fact that I was the youngest and first black evening newsreader on SABC at the time, and then my career just grew from there. I went on a shoot and found out about a job opportunity at True Love magazine, auditioned for that, and from that job grew and eventually was promoted to editor of the magazine. And together with the team there, we turned it into the most widely read publication in the country. And I then felt that I would love to be an entrepreneur and to have my own media company.
Yes.
But I felt that as much as I had used the time while I was working to finish my studies, I started them at WITS but didn't finish due to my media career. I then used the time while I was at True Love to actually finish them through UNISA. I finished a BA in communications and industrial psychology and a certificate course in media management at Stellenbosch University. And I felt, though, that I definitely needed to study further, and then applied to do an MBA at Harvard Business School. And from there came up with the idea of starting Ndalo Media. So that's really how it's all happened. It kind of started off as a childhood dream and then transitioned into sort of freelance and then full-time work in the industry. I actually did take a bit of a detour to do some work in Paris as head of SA Tourism there for about 2 years, which was really just a time where I wanted a personal break, but also time to live and work abroad, and then went on to Harvard Business School and then kind of transitioned back to media as an entrepreneur.
A totally amazing journey for someone like myself, who used to watch you reading the news on TV and now speaking to you. Any challenges that you may have faced in this very long and hard-working journey?
There were various different challenges along the way. I think that, when you're the youngest at anything, whether it's as a newsreader or as a magazine editor, because I became editor of True Love in 1995, I think at the age of 22, and was the youngest editor of a national magazine. So that comes with its challenges. And if you're female, that too. Just, you know, dealing with people who may not necessarily be as progressive or open-minded in terms of age and gender. But I ultimately learned that humility, openness to conversation and suggestion, making people feel worthwhile, making sure that their contributions are heard, learning from people who've been in the field longer than you have, but also trusting your own gut and your own instinct. I think all of that combined enables one to navigate those challenges and to hopefully come up with quality decisions in that time. Since then, you know, again, I think the challenges of being a woman in a male-dominated industry like media always rear their head. Certainly the challenges of being a black woman in the media industry as an entrepreneur and, you know, a decision maker, also there are challenges there. But every day I'm just learning more and more the fact that so much of what we need to navigate and think about and do in life is a game of the mind, a game of attitude, and a game of what we choose to focus on. And so I focus on the work itself. And I think that if the work is good, you know, if it's excellent, that tends to address many of those kinds of issues and challenges. And if that doesn't do it, then, you know, attacking those things head on then usually works.
Right. Having spoken of humility earlier, you play a huge mentorship role. Why is that? And did you enjoy that same privilege in building your career path?
I actually am not someone who seeks out, you know, sort of mentoring other people. Although I do try my very best to accommodate that when the request is made. I do believe that mentorship is something that can be done quite effectively with just the things that one does personally. You know, what you read, what workshops and conferences and seminars you go to, watching other people's careers, reading, you know, the biographies or autobiographies of people you admire, reading up on your industry, you know, watching short videos on a particular area that interests you. I think that is extremely powerful, and that, you know, that face-to-face relationship with someone who's successful, someone you admire, or someone high profile should almost be the cherry on the top. I don't think it should be the foundation. And that is the principle upon which our new mentorship platform, mentorfeed.com, is based.
Yes.
That almost self-help and do-it-yourself approach to mentorship, with the one-on-one aspect, you know, kind of being the bonus or the reinforcer, so to speak, because often we know the answers ourselves. It's almost a matter of just needing a bit of affirmation and nudging. But often the answers within, and you have a pretty good sense and pretty good idea of what you want to do. And that research that you do independently, or that interaction that you have with that well-known person, is often just confirmation that pushes you in the right direction. I certainly have had mentors, not necessarily formally, but just people whom I have admired and who have been very helpful in my career. One of them is Koos Becker, the chairman of Naspers, yes. And Wendy Luhabe, South African entrepreneur and businesswoman. I think those are two people who've been helpful and inspirational in my career.
Now let's talk about the El Boss Awards. Tell us more about what necessitates an initiative of this nature.
The El Boss Awards have been part of the El offering, actually. So when we took over the licenses for El and El Decoration, for both the magazines and the other platforms, which include digital and print, and and events, we took on the Elle Boss competition, which is sponsored by Verve Clicquot. And what we've done as Ndalo Media is we've added a local sponsor, Old Mutual, really with the idea of making the awards a bit bigger. And they recognize women in entrepreneurship and in the corporate sector who are successful in their particular fields, who are pioneering, spirited, innovative, and have managed to navigate some of the challenges we've been talking about. Madame Clicquot, the founder of the Verve Clicquot brand, is a big inspiration as an entrepreneur in her day, and one of the women who ventured into business many years ago, when it was rare for women to do that. Is also a character whose qualities certainly influence what we're looking for.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jimmy. All the best to you.
Founder and CEO at Ndalo Media, Khanyi Dlomo, in this week's Women in Business feature.